Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back in just a moment.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields. And you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pole and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now while preseason sale prices are still in effect.
When you go Bob, you go quality. Go Bob, Pipe and Steel. Go Bob.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's look at these livestock futures. And, well, for the cattle futures, not such a great day. Lower across the board yesterday.
That's right. We did see negative trade yesterday as we saw the cattle complex close on a negative note. But the interesting thing is, after the 1 p.m. pit closing, we saw several contracts go back on the positive side and make new highs for the session in that final 3 hours of the Globex trade yesterday. Some of this might have been due to the fact that we saw some cash cattle trade reported in the north and the south at 161. Now, the choice box beef was down 61 cents yesterday. Select boxes up 3 cents on a total movement of 176 lows. Cattle kill estimated at 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 2 cents. And just a reminder, Friday is a monthly cattle on feeder report, and our lean hogs also yesterday closed on a positive note, first time in quite some time. June cattle yesterday were 62 cents lower on the close. August feeders 45 lower, and June lean hogs up 40 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures here this morning. And, well, the wheat futures had a pretty decent day, at least in Kansas City. They were higher yesterday.
That's right. That's the only thing that managed to close positive yesterday. We did see our wheat, our corn, and our soybean futures all make new lows for the week yesterday, with November soybeans having new contract lows for the second straight session. But as Dave said, our wheat futures managed to turn around and close a little bit on the positive side. The weather is still a focal point of discussion for the grain markets, as some areas are becoming too wet and temperatures are holding well below normal. Now, trading volume overnight has been in moderate volume. We are looking now at July KC wheat 3.25 cents higher. July corn's trading a penny and 3/4 higher. July soybeans up 3.75 cents. July cotton 21 points higher. July crude oil 58 cents higher. The June dollar index down 21 cents. And June Dow Jones futures down 22 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. I look forward to that. And for Tom Leffler, that's going to wrap it up for us. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.